we interrupt the podcast feed for a very special episode. This is one I'm looking forward to. All of us, being Mayo people, have the islands as close to our hearts. Many of us, I'd say the vast majority of us, have memories of popping out to Clare Island on good old fun trips and having great nights. I don't think the beautiful island is going to have a better night than it's going to have this weekend as we record this, as the All-Ireland Championships are taking place on the west coast of Mayo, off the west coast of Mayo. And on the line, senior player with Clare Island, as well as organising committee member, Olaf Gill. Can I say you're a friend of the podcast now as well?
Absolutely, Rob. It's a pleasure to be here. And may I say I'm a long-term fan of the work of the pod. So thanks for everything you're doing.
Ah, well, listen, we love doing it. Sure, it's great crack. Speaking of great crack, though, I mean, does Gaelic football is a sport that dominates the landscape. It's going to be dominating a beautiful landscape this weekend. Tell us all about this fantastic tournament where the islands come together on one island. God, it's going to be good crack.
Yes, Rob. So every year, all the offshore islands that have a big enough population, let's say, either living on the island or through their diaspora to put in a team, compete in the All-Ireland football, Gaelic football tournament. Men's and women's teams compete. It's a really wonderful occasion, a very competitive sporting occasion, but also it's kind of has a much wider resonance for the Islanders. It means that people are coming together from islands ranging from Donegal to Mayo, Galway down to Cork. And it's really a kind of a unique celebration of island culture and the island way of life. This year is the 25th anniversary. The first one was held in 1998 on Clare Island, and it's coming back now for the fourth time to Clare Island again. So we're extremely proud to be holding it. There's an enormous amount of effort and organization goes into making something like this happen, because you're dealing with an influx of hundreds of people from the other islands. So, for example, we wouldn't have enough regular accommodation, tourist accommodation on Clare Island to cater for everyone. So, you know, people are freeing up their rooms, people are freeing up their floors. We've borrowed the glamping tents from our great neighbours in Inishturk and put them in a field near the pitch. So it's an all hands on deck job, and we're very excited, Rob.
I don't think Westport have enough accommodation to handle the amount of people coming to Clare Island this weekend. So that's amazing that they're putting that together. It's find a bunk and get yourself comfortable. Sure, you won't be in it long anyways, by the sound of things.
Well, the great thing about it is, Rob, that the forecast is good. That makes
a big difference. I was looking at that. I have met.ie up on my screen and just showing you. I was having a look here. Yeah, it looks class.
Well, it makes all the difference, because it's a blitz tournament. So you're talking about 11 aside for men, usually 9 aside for women. You could have something like 10 or 12 minutes a half. So you can imagine that if you play for the full day, 4 or 5, could be 6 games, the body's fairly tired at the end. But as John Mahon once told us when he was Mayo manager in the noughties, he came out to train us a couple of times, and we asked him questions about recovery and all that kind of stuff. And he pointed at the Atlantic and said, lads, you have the best ice bath in the universe there. So whenever you feel the muscles stiff, just go jump in there and you'll be right back at it again.
I thought John Mahon was making a return to management there with one of the teams when you brought him up. But yes, he certainly knows how to get a team ready for a big game. Speaking of, I mean, Mayo showed us down in Kerry last weekend, rotation, squad depth. I'd say 11-a-side football is a bit faster than your average 15-a-side. So I'd say you're rolling in the subs pretty fast.
Yeah, it's physically intense, you know, because you're playing with 11-a-side on a full pitch. We're actually planning to have 2 Clare Island teams for the tournament, which is something we've never done before. It's immensely exciting. So we've all the players on the current team, let's say, and then we have a kind of a great selection of former greats and relations and all sorts of people who are going to help us put together another team. So it's going to be just great, Rob. We're all extremely excited. And with a small bit of luck, Clare Island might win it. It's been 10 years since we won it last. We're top of the roll of honour, Rob. But we won the 3 in a row in 11, 12 and 13. Narrowly lost the final to Aranmore Island on Aranmore Island in 2014. We thought the good times would never end, but it's amazing how these things go. Blink and 10 years is gone. So we're hoping that this might be our year again.
I was going to say if, but obviously Paddy Power have odds. I just don't have time to check it. If, we'll go with it for now. Who are the favourites? And don't be coy here now. Don't be talking up someone you shouldn't be talking up.
I won't. It's kind of difficult to say with any certainty, Rob. It depends on, you know, kind of Not all island teams, not all island teams are affiliated teams in their own right. So the Aran Islands, for example, the three Aran Islands, Inishmore, Inishman, and Inisheer, they play as their own individual
Of
island
course,
teams
yeah.
in the islands competition, but then they amalgamate to play together in the Galway Intermediate Championship, and they're playing at an extremely high standard. Bear Island and County Cork, they sometimes have enough bodies to have a team in their own right. Other times they don't, and they play with the local mainland team, Castletown Bear, usually. The Clare Island lads, we wouldn't have quite enough to sustain a 15-a-side team in the Mayo Championship. So the Clare Island players usually play with Louisbourg, and those boys have been doing great stuff there for the last few years, as you know. And so, I mean, I honestly couldn't predict. I'm hoping that Clare Island, our team, should be competitive this year. But last year, Bear Island won it. They were excellent. They're a very young, dynamic team. Whiddy Island have a very strong team every year. They have fellas on their team who have played senior with Cork, so it's a good enough standard. And Inishbofin from County Galway likewise have players who have played at an extremely elevated standard, both at club and county level. So it's all to play for, Rob.
Can I go cross county boundaries and say I'm cheering on Boffin a bit here because I've been there a few times. I was only there a few weeks ago. Is that allowed? Am I allowed to do that? Obviously, I'm backing you guys as well.
Well, I don't know, Rob. You might have to get off the fence now if you're going to come
Wouldn't
back
be
on your
like me.
holidays to
Wouldn't be
Clare
like me.
Island.
Yeah, of course I'm Clare Island. Of course I am. This is never in doubt. Come here. You're on the island of the main island. I called it the mainland, but I was out in Boffin. They were looking at me like I had two heads. I get we are live on an island, but you just landed, so you're heading west now. Are you expecting like everyone lands before Saturday morning? Obviously, it all gets started Saturday morning.
Yeah, exactly. The usual sort of agenda is that the travelling teams will arrive on Friday evening. There's a big buffet for everyone, a small bit of not too over the top socialising, and then the ladies' competition usually starts on the Saturday. This year we're planning to run the entire ladies' competition in one burst, and so that the women will be done around maybe noon or 1 o'clock, and then the men kick off. So it's going to drag on into the evening, but it's a very exciting day's sport. And the thing to keep in mind as well, Rob, is like, just geographically, the effort people put in to make this competition. I mean, Clare Island's sort of in the middle of the country, so it's not too difficult to get to. But you take people are going to travel from Bear Island, it's going to take them the guts of 5 or 6 hours. People are going to travel from Arranmore Island, it's going to take them 4 or 5 hours. Now think about the years when. So last year, for example, when Bear Island hosted it, so Bear Island is as far south as south goes in Ireland, and yet a team travelled all the way from Arranmore Island, County Donegal, just to be there, just to compete, and just to participate in this wonderful competition. And likewise, whenever it's on Arranmore, the Bears, as we call them, travel in huge numbers. So it's kind of an astonishing tribute to how popular this tournament is, and how a central a part of the island calendar it is.
Jesus, I'd say Arranmore is closer to Edinburgh than it is Bear Island, but we'll have to check that out on the map somewhere. Fair play to him. It's going to be good crack. Jesus, the ferries are flying too. And I've seen on Clare Island's GA Facebook page, like Sancta Maria, Louisbourg have signs out all the way. Does the locals be welcoming them? And yeah, there'll never be as much ferry activity, I presume.
It's a very big deal, Rob. And there was a gap of 2 years because of the pandemic. So the first tournament post-pandemic was on Bear Island last year, and it gave everyone a great lift to have it back again. It's something that people really look forward to. I mean, there's fellas I know, I've gotten to know the likes of Bear Island, Arranmore, that I only see, this once a year. But the weekend means so much to people that that's nearly enough to kind of to keep a relationship going, And yes, we have big expectations for a great day and an even greater night.
Olaf, I see the temperature's going up to 20 degrees. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of like Steve Staunton in those moments. How are you going to play football in that? Mother of God.
We'll keep sure you know yourself, Rob. We'll keep well hydrated and go for the ice
No doubt.
baths in the ocean in between.
The word hydration is going to come up for other reasons as well. The final thing I'll say is, if someone is listening to this now on Friday evening and they take a notion, obviously best you better bring a sleeping bag and a tent. But if you want to just pop out for the day and back with you, that's possible too. Are all the ferries booked up at this stage?
Not at all. No, there's piles of ferries going in and out. We welcome visitors. We're expecting TV crews. We're expecting radio people. We're expecting a fellow from Scotland who's going to write some sort of academic paper about the importance of sports for small islands. So there's all kinds of stuff going to be happening. It's going to be a great celebration. It's going to be mayhem, and we can't wait.
Brilliant stuff. You can read about it in the Mayo News after the weekend. You can hear about it and watch it as well across the area. Olaf, hopefully we'll have you back on again soon, but best of luck. And yes, I am cheering on Clare Island number one. Boffin 2 though, number 2.
Correct answer, Rob. Many thanks.
Thanks.